This is Susan V. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Bill Elsie. He's a photographer in the stable of the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art, and he's teaching a course in landscape photography in autumn on behalf of the AHA School for the Arts. That course takes place Friday through Sunday, September 30th through October 2nd. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Nice to be with you, Susan.
Thank you. How did you happen to pick up a camera in the first place at age 20? Was it by design or a happy accident?
Well, it wasn't by design. I was in the Air Force, and a friend showed me some slides that he'd taken earlier that day. And I said, "How'd you do that?" And he introduced me to the Base Photo Hobby Shop and processing ektachrome film.
And so it was sort of by design.
No, that was sort of an accident.
You think? Okay. I mean, you asked him specifically to. Yeah.
Yeah, but I had no intention of being a photographer.
Got it. Okay. What happened in the Army that cemented your professional direction?
Well, it was the Air Force. And I guess the only thing that happened while I was in the Air Force was that I got to shoot a lot of film for free. But still, never thought it was going to be more than just a hobby.
Okay. And then what changed? At what point did you know it was going to be more than just a hobby?
Well, I remained very interested in it from the Air Force days. And then when I got out, I went back to the ranch and was cowboying until the photography just got completely out of hand. And decided to give it a go full time. So it was about 1972 that I sort of did a little part-time cowboy and part-time photography and just eased all the way into photography, sort of like shifting your weight from one foot to the other.
Very cool explanation. Thank you for that. And once you sort of set your cap on photography as a career, what happens next?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't know the answer to that. I was just trying to keep my dog in dog food there for several years, and that's about the extent of the income. But I started doing whatever to make a few bucks, from portraiture to weddings to photographing drilling rigs. And slowly but surely, people began to know that I was doing that kind of work in my region and started to call me. Complete strangers started to call me.
So lo and behold, you had a career path.
Well, yeah, unbeknownst to me. And in about 78, I learned about the very first Automai photo workshop in Telluride. And I went up thinking it would be a good tax-deductible reason to go to the mountains. And met Lito and Linda and Bob and Karen Chamberlain. Bob had a dark room for sale in the upstairs of the Nugget. And I said, "I'll buy it." Having no money and no plan, but came back to the Texas Panhandle, had a big sale. Just after Thanksgiving, people were buying for Christmas, made enough money to buy the darkroom, and the next year, 79, I was running the Automai.
And in the meanwhile, you are entirely self-taught, so really was it trial and error to perfect your art?
Well, that and curiosity, of course, was the driving force, and I would, work on my own until I couldn't figure something out, and I would either find somebody who knew the answer, or I'm not so keen on reading manuals and studying the books. And I went to a few workshops, but I determined not to ever study it in school. Because everything I'd ever studied in that structured environment sort of killed my interest in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before you could know what they taught in 202, you had to take 101. And that didn't work for me. I wanted to know what I wanted to know when I wanted to know it. So I was on my own.
Okay. How did you find your way to the equipment that most satisfies you?
Well, like so many people starting out, you sort of see what the professionals are using. And at the time, Nikons and Canons were it. And Nikons seemed to have the lead in that leapfrogging that those two companies do with each other. So I borrowed the money from my bank to buy my first Nikon. And shot Nikons for 37 years until digital came out, and Nikon took so long to bring out a full-frame sensor. And so I jumped ship somewhere around 99 or 2000 and switched. Actually, I think the full-frame sensor, Canon's full-frame sensor, came out a little later. My first digital SLR was a Nikon.
Hello?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Here. Your first digital SLR was what?
My first digital SLR was a Nikon.
Okay.
And that was their first digital SLR. It was a D100.
Okay. Okay, then. Mm-hmm. How did you make your way into teaching? Something that you had learned sort of step by step over the years. And what about teaching appeals to you, Bill?
Well, the whole point of photography is sharing what you see. And I've always been interested. My father was a college professor, and my sister was a school teacher, and so on. So maybe it's a little bit in the genes, but I hadn't been working very long, and I began to get invitations to speak to professional photography guilds. And I was sort of baffled because I was so green in the business, and all these people have been in it for so long, what I could possibly tell them. And but they liked what I was doing and wanted to know how I was doing it. And I'm more than happy to share that.
Okay. Then could you please talk about the course that you'll be teaching at the AHA school?
Sure. Well, that's an autumn course. It's short. It's 3 days, but it's going to be really packed because usually my workshops are longer. And mostly it's time to take advantage of the color change there. And, you know, after running Autumn Eye for 11 years over there, I sort of, you know, have my favorite spots, and having seen a lot of autumn colors throughout the state, that little corner, the Telluride region and the San Juans, is one of the most spectacular, actually. So we're going to concentrate on making pictures, but it's hard to really run a workshop these days without talking about the ins and outs of digital cameras. And all those menu items that are so overwhelming to a lot of people. So we'll talk a little bit about the camera. It's mostly going to be shooting, coming back, shooting's mornings and evenings, coming back in the middle of the day, and loading pictures into the computer and critiquing them. So that's pretty much the way it's going to shake out. The first day will be making sure everybody's familiar with the cameras, and then shooting in the evening, then an early morning shoot on the second day, and then downloading and doing a little processing with Lightroom during the middle of the day, and then shooting the evening of the second day, and then another sunrise shoot the last day. And then come back and look at our work and have a little group slideshow. And I think that will end up about 4 o'clock on the last day.
Okay. So if I take this class, what would you say, if you had to summarize in a sentence, what would you say I should leave with?
Well, hopefully a greater appreciation of the good old out-of-doors and the beauty that we take for granted around Telluride and, in fact, the world. We'll be shooting in the best light, the early mornings and late evenings. And for those who, you know, aren't just totally familiar with the cameras, they'll feel a lot more comfortable with them. They'll probably learn some of the features that they haven't ever used before. So I'd say maybe a higher comfort level with the digital SLR. And just what a beautiful planet we live on.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking to Bill Elsie. Bill is a photographer in the stable of the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art and teaching at the AHA School for the Arts this fall, a course in landscape photography, and that event takes place September 30th through October 2nd. Bill, thanks so much for joining me.
Susan, thanks so much for inviting me.
Pleasure to talk to you again.
Likewise.